Chapter 18. The Safety Cushion. Traffic to the rear. Maintaining a safe distance behind your vehicle isn't always easy. You can help the driver behind you by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you must stop or slow down, such as stopping to pick up or let off passengers. Try to find a safe place to stop away from traffic. Parallel parking. If you want to parallel park and there is traffic from behind, turn on your signal, pull next to the space, and allow vehicles from behind to pass before parking. Driving slowly. If you drive slower than other vehicles, pull to the side of the road and let the vehicles pass. There are turnout areas on some roadways you can use. Being tailgated. If the car behind you is following too close or you are being tailgated, move into the right lane, if possible. If there is no right lane, wait until the path ahead is clear and reduce speed. This will allow the tailgater to drive around you. Never slow down too quickly to discourage a tailgater. It will increase the risk of being hit from behind. Traffic to the side. You need space on both sides of your vehicle. Leave room to turn or change lanes. Avoid driving next to other vehicles on multi-lane roads. Other drivers may crowd your lane. Try to change lanes or even pull into your lane. Move ahead or drop behind the other vehicle. Keep as much space as you can between your vehicle and oncoming vehicles. Do not crowd the center line on a two-lane road. Always drive in the center of your lane. Make room for a vehicle entering on a roadway with two or more lanes. Keep an extra space between your vehicle and parked cars. A pedestrian could stop out from a parked vehicle, between vehicles, or a vehicle could be pulling out of a parking space. Use the split difference rule. This is when you split the difference between two hazards. For example, steer the middle course between oncoming and parked vehicles. If one appears more dangerous than the other, leave more room on the side of the vehicle that is more dangerous. If the vehicle is a tractor trailer, leave more room on the side that will pass the truck. When possible, take potential hazards one at a time. You are overtaking a bicycle and an oncoming vehicle is approaching. Slow down and let the vehicle pass before you pass the bicycle. Give extra space to pedestrians and bicycles. Watch out for children. They can move quickly and without warning. Do not share a lane with a pedestrian or bicyclist. Wait until it is safe to pass in the adjoining lane. Merging. When merging with other traffic, you need a gap of about 4 seconds. If you move in the middle of a 4-second gap, your vehicle and the vehicle behind you will have a following distance of 2 seconds. When changing lanes, entering a roadway, or merging with another travel lane, you should keep a 4-second gap. Do not try to merge in a small gap. A small gap can quickly become even smaller. Enter a gap that gives you a large cushion of space. If you are going to cross more than one lane of traffic, take one lane at a time. Intersecting traffic. When crossing traffic, you need a large gap to get across the road. When entering traffic, allow enough space to turn and get up to speed. When crossing traffic, leave enough space to clear any hazards. Stopping halfway across the road is safe when there is a median divider large enough for your vehicle to enter. Never stop in a median divider too small for your vehicle, where your vehicle may be left sticking out in the line of other vehicles. If you are turning left, make sure there are no vehicles or pedestrians blocking your path. You do not want to be halfway across a lane of traffic waiting for a clear path with oncoming traffic moving in your direction. Even with a green light, do not start across the intersection until traffic is clear. You could get caught in the intersection when the light changes to red and block traffic. Drivers can be ticketed for blocking an intersection. Do not turn because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal on. The driver may intend on turning beyond the street where you are sitting, or the driver may have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. A signal on a motorcycle does not automatically cancel. Wait until the driver starts to turn and then start your turn when it is safe. Passing distance. Whenever signs and road markings allow you to pass, you will need to judge whether or not you have enough space and time to pass. Do not count on having enough time to pass several cars at once. Be safe. As a general rule, only pass one vehicle at a time. Oncoming vehicles at a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass. This means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. When passing a vehicle, you must judge whether or not you have enough space and time to safely pass. At 55 miles per hour, you and your oncoming vehicle will travel over 800 feet in 10 seconds. This means a driver will need over 1600 feet or one-third of a mile to safely pass. It can be hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles at large distances. A vehicle too far away appears to be stationary, still. If you can see the vehicle coming closer, it may be traveling too fast to pass. When a driver isn't sure on whether or not there is enough time to safely pass, wait until there is more space before passing. Hills and curves. Drivers approaching a hill or curve should be able to see at least one-third of a mile or about 10 seconds ahead. Anytime your view is blocked by a hill or a curve, you should always assume an oncoming vehicle could be coming toward you. Always expect an oncoming car and never pass within a one-third mile of a curve or hill. Intersections. It is dangerous to pass where a vehicle may enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. When you pass a vehicle, your view of other people, vehicles, or trains can be blocked. Drivers turning right into an approaching lane will not expect you within their lane and may not look before turning. Lane obstructions. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that could cause other vehicles to move into your lane. Don't think other drivers will make room for you when passing. Never pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. You might lose your space for passing because of people or bicyclists near the road, a narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width, a patch of ice, pothole, or object on the road. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between your vehicle and the vehicle you have passed. At night, when you can see both headlights of the vehicle you passed in your rear view mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane.